And it changed absolutely everything. And I feel like I don't do good unless I hunger for this. I mean, I don't want to be ungrateful for the thing that God did in my life last week. I don't want to appear ungrateful. I certainly don't want to. The Bible says, don't despise the day of small beginnings. Don't put down previous encounters. That's not a wise thing to do. But I tell you what, I don't do well. I just don't do well when I'm not awakened in the night by my own hunger for more. I'll tell you the truth. I have seasons where I am not awakened in the night finding myself praying for more of God. When I have seasons where that has not happened for several weeks at a time, then I have to replow. I have to replow and remind myself that, you know what? It doesn't matter what any of our gifts are. I mean, God speaks through donkeys. He'll use our gifts, but he's not impressed. I mean, he loves to use them. I don't want to put him down. But without the Spirit of God, what in the world do we have to offer? You say, well, I'm born again. I have him to offer. No, he's in you for your sake. He wants to come upon you for theirs. And I'm talking about an immersion in the Spirit of God where he is on you for their sake. What you have in you, enjoy for yourself, for comfort, for edification, for teaching, for instruction, so that you know how to be led by the Spirit of God. But the power that transforms our surroundings is when the Spirit of God is poured out upon us and we've learned how to give away what we've received. And that's what I want us to do. I've never been more encouraged with what I'm seeing going on in the church. I've never been more encouraged, and I've never been more desperate and hungry and pitifully pitiful. That's our next T-shirt, is I'm pitifully pitiful. Is there anyone who honestly thinks you couldn't live, you actually just couldn't make it without more? You know, if you're just hungry, 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 hungry for more, come to the front. I realize there's not room for everyone, but we'll just try to squeeze everyone as close as we can. If you're already in the front few rows, you can stay there if you want, but we're just going to pray together. Just make it to the front as close as you can. Just come on up. I don't want to force this on anyone. I'm just saying, listen, if you're, you know, hunger for more is really a big deal. You can crawl over seats. You can do anything you want. There's desperate people use desperate measures. There we go. That's how I do it. I just climb over chairs for about, I don't ever want to put my own process or experience on anyone else. I only use it as a symbol, a testimony. For about 8 months in 1995, I prayed day and night for more. I mean, no matter what I was doing, there just didn't seem to be very, very much time that would go by without somehow expressing, God, I've got to have more. I don't know how it all figures out theologically. I'll let them worry about that later, or I'll figure it out in heaven.